Later, they sent some of the Pharisees and some of the Herod party to trap him in an argument. They came up and said to him, "Master, we know that you are an honest man and that you are not swayed by men's opinions of you. Obviously, you don't care for human approval, but teach the way of God with the strictest regard for truth. Is it right to pay tribute to Caesar or not? Are we to pay or not to pay?" But Jesus saw through their hypocrisy and said to them, "Why try this trick on me? Bring me a coin and let me look at it." So they brought one to him. "Whose face is this?" asked Jesus. "And whose name is in the inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. And Jesus said, "Then give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God." A reply which staggered them. Then some of the Sadducees, a party which maintains that there is no resurrection, approached him and put this question to him. "Master, Moses instructed us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a widow but no child, then the man should marry the woman and raise children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first one married and died without leaving issue. Then the second one married the widow and died, leaving no issue behind him. The same thing happened with the third, and indeed the whole seven died without leaving any child behind them. Finally, the woman died. Now in this resurrection, when men will rise up again, whose wife is she going to be? For she was the wife of all seven of them." Jesus replied, "Does not this show where you go wrong and how you fail to understand both the scriptures and the power of God? When people rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are they given in marriage. They live like the angels in heaven. But as for this matter of the dead being raised, have you never read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him in these words, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not God of the dead, but of living men.' That is where you make your great mistake." Then one of the scribes approached him. He had been listening to the discussion and noticing how well Jesus had answered them. He put this question to him, "What are we to consider the greatest commandment of all?" "The first and most important one is this," Jesus replied, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbour as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these." "I am well answered," replied the scribe. "You are absolutely right when you say that there is one God and no other God exists but him, and to love him with the whole of our hearts and to love our neighbours as ourselves is infinitely more important than all these burnt offerings and sacrifices." Then Jesus, noting the thoughtfulness of his reply, said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After this, nobody felt like asking him any more questions. Later, while Jesus was teaching in the temple, he remarked, "How can the scribes make out that Christ is David's son? For David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make enemies your footstool.' David is himself calling Christ Lord. Where do they get the idea that he is his son?" The vast crowd heard this with great delight, and Jesus continued in his teaching. "Be on your guard against these scribes who love to walk about in long robes and to be greeted respectfully in public, and to have the front seats in the synagogue and the best places at dinner parties. These are the men who grow fat on widows' property and cover up what they are doing by making lengthy prayers. They are only adding to their own punishment." Then Jesus sat down opposite the temple alms box and watched the people putting their money into it. A great many rich people put in large sums. Then a poor widow came up and dropped in two little coins, worth together about a half penny. Jesus called his disciples to his side and said to them, "Believe me, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. For they have all put in what they can easily afford. But she, in her poverty, who needs so much, has given away everything, her whole living.